Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go downstairs and inside the coach's office.
You know, my mind is on our team.
Right before tip-off, here's David Locke with head coach Quinn Snyder.
It's the Quinn Snyder Coaches Show.
Ready? Welcome back to Vivint Smart Home Arena. Jazz and the Houston Rockets playing tonight. Time for the head coach's show with head coach Quinn Snyder. And obviously the passing of Kobe Bryant, the tragic passing, leaves so much to be thought of toward this before we talk about this game. For these players, I mean, Rudy told an incredible story today that he didn't know anybody in the game, but the first time he walked out to a court in France, everybody was wearing these purple and gold uniforms with 8 Bryant on the back. He didn't even know who it was. What did Kobe mean to these players?
Well, I think that Rudy's, you know, story, remembrance, is indicative of the fact that the impact that Kobe had on the game was truly global. And you know, within, you know, that globe, the impact on players, I think, is really unique because it spans, you know, different generations of players. I think there's guys that competed against him. There's the players that played with him, you know, as Ed Davis and Jordan Clarkson. There's the players that grew up idolizing him. And then there's all the other people across the league that he touched. And I think even, you know, I'm sure he impacted different people different ways. He impacted Coach K, for example, who, we spoke today. And I think people want to share memories that they cherish of Kobe and how they did impact him. And his presence is he was just an authentic person. You know, an unapologetic player, but it was much more than that. I think not only did he have a focus on the game and, you know, being the best at whatever he did, and I think people felt that. You could feel his energy and his intensity, you know, whether you were, like I said, playing with him, against him, or watching him.
I was with Matt Bullard today to that point, and Matt Bullard said, well, you knew he was the best player on the floor, and he knew he was the best player on the floor, and you knew he was going to give 100% effort, so there was going to be that. You've used the word authentic right there, and you used it earlier today. Can you elaborate maybe a little bit on what that word means to you and what you're saying?
Well, you know, to the extent that he had a very clear vision of what he wanted to do and the person that he was, I think you could feel that. And he wasn't, you know, he was, I think he was compassionate in his own way, but wasn't going to necessarily, he may bend, but he might not change direction based on convention. And he knew who he was. And in many respects, that's the ultimate compliment that we can give someone. And the people who are able to live their lives that way, you know, they accomplished the type of things that he accomplished. And, you know, I personally, there's people in the league that, you know, were around him more than me and knew him better. But it's like I said before, there's moments and memories that even in a short period of time, you feel like have shaped you.
If I may, I'd like to go back to the Dallas game for a second. Mm-hmm. The final 3 minutes and 47 seconds, you might have been perfect. I mean, your basketball team was about as good as it can be for the final 3:47 that night.
Well, the thing that was I think, really telling about that is that we weren't perfect. Previous to that, I thought, particularly the way we started the game, Dallas is a different team. The differences in the way that they play compared to some other teams in the league are more subtle than you think. They don't, you know, look at them and say, oh, they're doing – it's so noticeable. But then when you watch them, and for players, when they play against them, their spacing, there's other teams that space, but what they do with that spacing and how they attack you, it's one of those things, like, you can tell your players that a team's going to run. And until you get out there, and I'm just using that as an example, until you get out there, these guys really do run. They're and you have to adjust. They're that fast. And in Dallas's case, they're that connected. They cut that hard. They shoot that well. And that's an adjustment. And I thought the fact that our team was steadily able to to make that adjustment where we were at our best at the end of the game says a lot about our guys. I think some of the games we had earlier in the season helped prepare us for that, where we weren't as consistent as we wanted to be. And there's a confidence that a team develops when they're either not playing at their best or the other team is playing, you know, really well and better than you, that you're able to not kind of cave to that and to keep grinding, as they say. And I think the word grit that we talked about was appropriate in that game.
Coach, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Luck.
That's head coach Quinn Snyder. We send our thoughts and condolences to all the families involved. Let's go over to Mike D'Antoni.
Mike, you've been in the league a long time. When you come in here and you have memories of Jerry Sloan, what comes back to you about Jerry?
Well, I got a lot of memories about him. I mean, obviously, he was one of the best players, coaches, people. They were our big nemesis when I was in Kansas City, guarding him and Van Leer. Oh, I tried to. I didn't guard him. When I came back, I tried out for the Chicago Bulls. He was the coach of the Bulls, and so he got that. And then just coaching against him, which I got the privilege to do that. And just his life and who he was, just, you know, a real positive in society.
Mike, Quinn just was talking about how everybody feels like the community is just trying to share with each other right now.
Right.
Are you finding that as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think it, it definitely brings a lot of emotions to the surface, and it bonds you and keeps you talking, and as a group, especially our team, and just, you know, just recollections and things. It's a it's a tough time, but you just got to get through it.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.